Question 1. Science. Practice 3. Now listen to a lecture related to the topic in Step 1. Fill in the blanks of the note diagram below with the keywords or key phrases shown. Not all of the words or phrases will be used.
Okay, class. From last night's reading, you should know that the use of fluoride to fight against tooth decay has been around for a long time now. It's been used in toothpaste and even in public water supplies since the 1940s. Recently, however, controversy has arisen as more people learn that fluoride may not be as efficacious as once believed. Whether fluoride is effective or not remains a question. What's more alarming, though, and what I want to focus on in today's class, are the reports coming out that fluoride is an extremely toxic material. More and more information is being revealed about the toxic properties of fluoride. One problem connected to swallowing fluoride, according to a recent study, is that it's more toxic than lead, a well-known poison. Now, the artificial fluoride added in water or toothpaste is collected during aluminium, steel, and cement production. These industries all faced lawsuits in the 1930s, when the fluoride they were releasing was killing everything within a 5-mile radius. The shocking thing is, the solution back then, still used today, was to dilute it in public water systems, ostensibly to prevent tooth decay. Toothpaste companies started using it for the same purpose. Diluted or not, the point remains that fluoride is a highly toxic industrial pollutant, and it's very harmful to the human body. Health issues linked to fluoride are piling up, and concerns are a lot more serious than whether or not it fights cavities. 2 years ago, US authorities started doubting fluoride's safety. So, parents started seeing the word poison appear on toothpaste tubes, and with good reason. Doctors report fluoride is destroying our teeth, bones, and overall health. People need to know that these problems include osteoporosis, bone cancer, kidney problems, arthritis, and, things like birth defects and genetic damage too. The scary part is that we know through science that levels of fluoride can build up over time. And since we have been using fluoride every day for 50 years, well, that's a lot of fluoride in our systems. In summary then, the question shouldn't be whether fluoride is effectively fighting cavities, it should be whether it's actually killing us.